Hey, young world.
What's good?
This is Mark.
I'm Zoe.
And we are happy to introduce you to our world of music via Pass Me the Aux podcast.
Ooh.
Let's take a ride. Of course, you and I, we've had this idea for a little while, and we wanted to bring it to you guys, but we ran into some technical difficulties.
A lot
of technical difficulties. Over the course of the few weeks, and so now we're going to try this new format, and we hope you guys like it. We think it's cool, exciting, and we just want to talk about some music with y'all, so we'll get right into that.
It's from the beginning of the year.
Yes.
2016 has been had a good run for music. So I think we should start with the Trump.
Donald Trump. I'm joking.
No. We should start with Beyonce's Lemonade.
Yes, the highest rated album right now.
This is
of the year.
Yo. See, you be knowing.
It's bomb. No, I'm only because I'm a huge Beyonce fan, as you guys will come to know.
He's a Beehive member.
I am. Yeah. I have a card down there. It's secret. But yes, Lemonade came out last month. So we knew that there was something because she had this little preview. Y'all right. Remember? Everybody know. Y'all, if y'all act like y'all know, y'all lying.
Everybody thought she was gonna mess up New Orleans and it had to be a
right.
State of emergency.
Right. We didn't know what it was. Documentary. Some people said it was documentary
about lemons.
Yes, it was
and
a mess.
Sharecropping in the 1900s.
Yes, because she had done all the little throwback little stuff. She had some African stuff in the little preview, but it was all a setup.
Mm-hmm.
We all tuned in anyway because it's Beyonce.
Yeah.
You don't say no when she invites you over.
No, I stopped everything I was doing that weekend
yes.
to watch it.
Yes, Zoe was on vacation.
I was on vacation. I was like, girl, 9 o'clock, we gotta turn on HBO because who knew?
And we tuned in and and I was in awe. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be some music. It's going to be some music.
The anxiety you felt. Like, she always, when she came, dropped the Formation video before all of this, you felt the same type of anxiety.
Right.
Like, oh my God, is this real world? Beyonce is giving us something. I don't know what it is.
She's made everything that she does an event.
Yeah.
And this was no different. We all came together. We all sat in front of the television or the computer or whatever you were watching on. And we were like, let's see what Beyonce has for us. There was no expectation there.
You had nothing.
Aside from, we thought it was going to be bomb.
Yep. Greatness. That's it.
And lo and behold, it was Lemonade. Obviously, visually, it was remarkable.
Remarkable. Better than this because we're not there yet with the visual. But
we not Beyonce yet.
No. One day.
Tomorrow. But it was amazing, but then sonically it was also daring. It was different.
Yeah.
There's some rock and roll there. There is some
country,
some hip-hop. There are some
Caribbean
piano ballads.
Yes. What else would you want?
It's literally everything wrapped into one. She got some little Outkast samples there, some Spotify Dopealicious on there, as you guys, everybody loves it. And she has paid homage to that before, but there's so many things wrapped up into the album.
Right.
And the content of it was so shocking for so many
Everyone.
People.
I think if Beyonce wasn't the topic of conversation through the week of after the 23rd of April,
right. Yeah.
You were lost. Like,
yeah.
What were you talking about? There's nothing else to talk about.
It is a feat in and of itself. And Rolling Stone, or Billboard actually, just did an article talking about they believe it is a contender for album of the year between her and Adele's 25.
Wow.
Yeah, so they were like, we're still very early. Obviously, the Grammys are not until the early 2017.
Right.
But they were like, we already feel like that is going to be the case. I agree. I think it is album of the year worthy.
Absolutely.
I definitely think it's the album of 2016, given what we've received so far.
Yeah, like, we've received so many great things, but I think that artistically,
yeah.
It was so daring. It's so vulnerable, yet mysterious. Like, there's so many things that's wrapped into one, and
yeah.
who can ask for anything better? I think everybody can pick a song and be like, this is my song that I can listen to no matter what. And that's saying a lot for something that just came out. Like, we just only had it for almost a month now.
Yeah.
Like, what else can you say?
It was great. And I think that one of the great things about what someone of Beyonce's stature is able to do is continue to push other people musically. Right. And so when you release, when Beyonce releases something, and she has competitors, she has other women in music. Of course, we had like Fergie just had like a video or something like that. I think it's important because it's saying, oh my gosh, Beyonce getting all this attention, Beyonce getting all this talk, let me step my game up. Because this is what Beyonce is doing musically, and this is what I need to be doing musically, visually, all of those things. And so I think that's important for the whole art, the whole sector.
I agree. I think she's moving males forward. I think the whole genre of hip-hop and R&B is moving forward. I feel like she dictates the cycle, kind of. So, I mean, it's something to be enamored by, and I'm so hype. I'm so hype and blessed to live in Beyonce's era.
I know. We live in this time.
We do.
We missed Prince. We missed Mike. Thankfully, I was around during, I mean, you were around as well, during like Whitney Houston's coming of age.
Right.
So we got to experience some
of it.
Excellence. She TLC and, you know, all these great, huge, we were alive during Destiny's Child's era. So we experienced some, but to be living during the age of solo Beyonce is really a blessing. Thank you, Father.
Speaking of people who are doing it big.
Yeah.
Views.
Views was dropped a week later.
Right, on April 29th.
Yes. Drake, for those of you who do not know, Drake released his album. This is his fourth? Is this four?
Yes.
Wow. So Drake, of course, he had a number of albums prior to this, and he had some mixtapes this year. Finally released this full-length project, and when we say full-length, we mean full-length.
You know how they have EP, LP? Like
LLP. XLP.
Because 20 tracks.
Yeah.
Including the bangers, One Dance,
Controller, Your Jam. That's so easy.
That is jam. My song. Minus Popcorn, and we all missed Popcorn on there. Everybody was so mad. He had a long list of songs.
Yeah.
I pretty much enjoyed it. It's not the Drake that I wanted. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you want Drake to just spit and come at everybody and, I mean, there was a little bit of that. I would say half is rapping, half is singing, inspired by Stevie Wonder.
The shade. I saw the shade. Oh, wait, let me give y'all some shade. By Britney?
From Alabama Shakes.
Oh, whoo! Oh, y'all, first of all.
Who you thought, Britney Spears?
So wait, pause, because this is unscripted, but I got to put this in here. So somebody... I am snarky. Y'all know me. I'm shady. I can't help it. This is how I grew up. And so I went on Facebook and I was like, Britney Spears is still popular, ellipsis, on Twitter. I didn't know. Who knew?
I didn't know she was still popular. I love Britney, though.
She got like 14 million followers on Twitter.
Million?
Yes. I didn't know this. So, of course, some of her fans, they followed me and they were like, don't do that. You know, Britney is a legend. And I was like, how? Like, how? Like, she sold a lot of records. Let me not get wrong. She sold a lot of records. She is the best-selling teenage artist
of all time.
But her legendary status lasted for, like, 4 years. Right. Like, you can't call nobody a legend. They was a legend for 4 years.
No. She was lit, but that's, like, I mean, legend? That's kind of strong.
She is a legend because she sold a lot of records in those 4 years. Like, it was 4 years. But I digress. And if y'all some Britney fans, go ahead and X out now. I know.
And I'm just going to say, y'all mad.
Y'all mad. It's okay.
We love Britney, though. Like,
I like her enough. I don't think she's a legend.
I didn't know that she even tweets, period. Because you know how she be going through her life. But, okay.
That's just me.
But, yeah.
But, yes, Britney from Alabama Shakes.
Inspired the vocals on this album, apparently.
Yes.
Drake. I didn't hear any of that. But... it's cool.
Yeah.
Like Drake said in his interview with Zane Lowe, he was inspired by the seasons in Toronto. Mm-hmm. So basically the album starts in winter, goes mm-hmm. into the summer, so that's more of the Caribbean songs with yeah. you know, Two Goods and everything. And then the end is back into the winter. So if you listen to it and digest it like that, it's a little bit easier, but I tell you, it's kind of hard to listen to a 20-track album.
I can imagine. I haven't listened to anything that long in a long time.
Right.
In a very long time. And when I do listen to something that long, it's from a previous period. And right. even listen to something like Songs in the Key of Life or like the White Album or something.
Yeah.
It's classic, and I don't always listen to the entire thing. Like, I already know it's been out for like 40 years. I already know what I want to listen to when I listen to something.
Exactly,
like.
Exactly.
So when you're releasing something new, you don't know yet.
No.
You gotta listen to every 20 months.
No, right. So like, you're like, all right, do I like this? All right, maybe I'm gonna like the next song, okay. And then you're like, all right, yeah, okay, maybe I'm gonna like the next song, okay. And then it's just like, it really is a project
yeah.
into listening.
That's an investment.
Album. Yeah, it's really an investment of time.
I didn't listen to the record. I haven't listened to it just yet. I remember when it was first released, it was released on Apple Music.
Yes.
I do not have Apple Music.
I have both Apple and Tidal, so I'm trying to get my life.
I'm about to get my life together. But I respect Drake as an artist, as a person. I think that prior to this record, you and I had talked tonight, said everything he had done has been golden.
Right.
Everything he releases is a hit. It's a pop cultural moment, just as with Rihanna. Right. Whenever she releases something, it's like, okay, everybody loves this. Everybody is singing this. Everybody's doing this. And so I think it's important to have that. I think that what I've heard from a lot of people who have listened to the record is that it's just not as creative as it could be, right. considering how long he's been out.
Right.
It kind of sounds stuck in what he's always sung about, what
the
he's always done.
Tracks,
yeah.
The, you know, how this girl, he's trying to redeem himself, hence the song Redemption, and it's not as moving in terms of material, like yeah. Mark said. We need him to have some more life experience, and
he definitely needs. I mean, I haven't even heard it yet, but I think
when you have so much money and like and Drake does work hard, but I think that you just do this like same things all the time.
We outside in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Just so y'all know, this is real. This is not a studio.
At all.
This is outside in Brooklyn. Coming
so
to you live.
We don't know what's gonna happen.
There you go.
What's the good?
But yeah, it's incredible. So speaking of Rihanna, speaking of influence and talking about Rihanna's influence, she also released a record earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
Anti. Yep. It is probably the best Rihanna record, and depending on your knowledge of Rihanna's records, that is saying
mm-hmm.
enough. I mean, it is
right.
Rihanna, in my opinion, mm-hmm. has been a singles artist. She's been someone who
I agree.
Yeah,
that.
She's mm-hmm. puts out a lot of singles, puts out a lot of records. She has, I think, like more number ones than like Michael Jackson what now, or tied with Michael Jackson, or
yeah,
the Beatles,
so,
or something.
The Beatles, I think.
So she's definitely been a singles artist. Her albums have come out in quick succession, sort of like Britney Spears. And I guess in that regard, she's kind of like the blueprint for how pop music can be.
Yeah.
And having those albums come out like a year or months after one another. And that was Rihanna's sort of claim to fame. I think this one is her first where there is a defined sound. Like, it sounds like Anti.
Right. I agree with that. I haven't listened to Anti. I've heard the songs mm-hmm. because they're playing all on my Snap and Instagram. And
work.
And let's even talk about Work, because Work is not really a pop single.
No.
And it's so pop.
Yeah.
Crazy. I think the Caribbean sound is coming more.
It definitely is coming. It definitely is coming more. The thing about Work, I don't think it has a pop sound, but the song structure is very
Absolutely.
Much pop, and the use of a rapper in the song. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you kind of, the formula.
Absolutely.
Is pop. The sound, yep. Definitely not. No. And so it was like a sneaker.
Right. Yep. Because you're thrown off by hearing the Caribbean beat. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay, this isn't regular. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to something mm-hmm. that's different.
Right.
But then once you hear the chorus and the mm-hmm. hook mm-hmm. Multiple times, yes. you're like, okay, this is definitely a pop song. Right. But it's just a Caribbean pop right. song in the mainstream.
Right.
So, which is something we're hoping for, that more Caribbean music becomes more mainstream, because yeah. honestly, only in Jamaica and, you know, probably some of Europe, New York is like the hub of, you know, what Caribbean music, but, you know, something you want to expand on. And I think that Rihanna and Drake are doing a good job of it.
Yeah.
Bringing it here.
I think it's important. I mean, of course, earlier in the 2000s, there was Sean Paul, there was
yes.
Beanie Man,
you had
there
a whole was variety.
Elephant Man, Beyonce even had Baby Boy,
Shaggy.
There were so many people who were bringing that sound. Beyonce even did a little, the Hold Up has a little like a yes. Caribbean yep. feel. And so people are recognizing it as being long lasting. It's not just Bob Marley.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not
right.
just
there's so many more.
The Wailers and stuck into that small idea.
Yeah.
It's a music that can be transcendent throughout decades yes. and generations, and Rihanna's proving that for certain.
Absolutely.
I don't know if One Dance will even be as huge as Work was.
Right.
Because Work was so big.
Right.
Like, I think if One Dance had come out before,
yeah,
it would have blew Work out the water. Yeah.
Because everybody loves One Dance, but yeah. then once Work come on, you just gotta bend over and start your line, and you just can't.
It was, how long was it number one? For like 9 weeks?
About nine weeks.
And it definitely set a tone for what we can expect, I think, musically on the radio.
I agree.
And so shout out to Rihanna, shout out to Drake, definitely, because it's so important for people to have that experience yep. With black music that's not just hip hop.
Yep. Another heavy hitter that released something this year, Kanye to the
yes
with the Life of Pablo.
Yes,
I must say that this was a great project.
Yeah,
I mean, he had all these the thing about Kanye, when he released it, exclusively the title, so one, you had to, everybody wanted to know what the Life of Pablo was gonna sound like. You had all these uncredited artists that you're like, oh, this is Designer, or this is Chance, and Kelly Price, and all these people, Andre 3000, like, he probably had a whole roster,
yeah.
like, on there. I will say that I can listen to at least 85% of the album straight through.
Right.
And I really enjoyed it. I was really happy. You know, it had the old Kanye sound, like he said, but production was flawless as usual, because yeah. Kanye, that's his forte.
That is his forte.
I mean, I enjoyed it. You love Ultralight Beam.
That's, I love Ultralight Beam, but I was going to speak to, and you brought it up, so thank you. I was going to speak to the fact that from a Kanye fan point, this is in line with his other classic records for Kanye fans.
Right.
Because what happens as musicians evolve and they get bigger and they progress, they want to try new things, not realizing that their fan base made them into this. And so they may not necessarily forget them, but they may want to try new things, which sometimes alienates their fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes not. I don't think that Kanye's fan base has gone too far, but I think that when they heard The Life of Pablo, they was like, this is exactly why right. I bought this without even thinking,
right.
because I know you and because I loved you
mm-hmm. forever. Because Kanye been in the game for so long.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I guess he deterred people with Yeezus because of its...
the blasphemous nature.
Yes, the blasphemous nature, the dissonant sounding music. And, I mean,
I don't know what he was doing with that record.
And now I think it's necessary, because if we didn't have Yeezus, we probably wouldn't have took The Life of Pablo as seriously. We would have been like, oh, okay. Like, mm-hmm. oh, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, then
mm-hmm.
The Life of Pablo. It probably wouldn't have been as refreshing to us. And I think it's a heavy hitter. I love
yeah.
it.
I definitely love ultra light beams. I love No More Parties in LA, as you know.
Oh my God.
I have not been able to listen to the album in its entirety just because other things. I just listened to like so many other things, but not even because true. Like, oh my gosh, I think the album is trash. I've heard so many great things about it. No, I just have to find a time to really listen to it because I have heard a lot of good things.
It's good. Staying in Chi-Town.
Yes.
Chance came out with his mixtape.
Staying in Chi-Town and Ultralight Beams.
Yes, Ultralight Beams. Coloring Book, Chance's project, Chance the Rapper. Amazing.
It is amazing.
We had this thing about saying that it probably was what the Life of Pablo was trying to be.
Right.
But other than that, also a whole list of people that's featured on Chance's mixtape.
And like, he's not even Kanye.
No. Nope. Like, and it's, how do you his mixtape. His third mixtape. No album.
How do you even get people to be like, yes, I'm going to come?
Off just good strength of being you.
Just being you. That
Lil
just...
Wayne, 2 Chainz.
Jay.
Jay.
Electronica.
Yes, mm-hmm. Electronica. Young Thug, Lil Yachty, who's up and coming. It's just
anybody,
so many people. Everybody that you know was on this mixtape.
Everybody and their mom.
Literally, but there was his cousin Nicole.
Yes, his cousin feature. Nicole singing. What's she singing?
I forgot.
Yeah,
How Great, right? The Chicago Children's Choir. It's just...
It's a gospel album.
Ty Dolla $ign. Like,
yeah. It's...
I think it's Kirk Franklin, T-Pain. It's another one that also incorporates... something as being black.
Yeah.
It's so close to you. Like, the blurred line between wanting to, you know, love gospel and as well as loving hip-hop and rap. I think it was a beautiful, beautiful way of bringing all of it together.
Absolutely. And I think what's so important about this, given where we are right now, with Prince's death,
because
he was another artist who was very particular about blurring that line between holy and profane.
Absolutely.
It's just like,
great analogy.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I think it's so important that people realize that it's not just skirts on Sunday that make you sacred. You know what I mean?
Well,
so I think a lot of people are realizing this whole spiritualism does not have to be separate from who you are as a person.
And music, in general. Like, I don't think it needs to be a separate category. I loved it. I loved it.
Same.
It's just beautiful.
It's awesome. Music. If y'all haven't listened to Coloring Book yet, you certainly should. And that is also on...
Apple Music.
And this is not an Apple Music endorsement, by the way.
But if Apple Music would like to endorse us...
Oh, yes,
we
of course.
Take all the coins, huh?
Of course, of course.
So I wanted to talk about another collaborative project that... kind of took everybody by surprise.
Certainly.
Janae, Aiko, and Big Sean on their 2088 project. I guess that's their new group, is 2088.
I was shocked.
I was shocked.
I like them both individually. You know, I had like Janae. She just done all the little Sail Away and Sail On and Sail Deeply and Shipwrecked and all of that. All of that stuff that I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah. I love Janae. I love her music, her content, her lyrical content is always on point. It always makes you think and gets you in vibes. I love her vibe.
I've always loved her.
Yeah,
I did not. I didn't know what to expect from this project in particular.
No, I didn't either.
Blown away.
I think even Big Sean. I love Big Sean, and it's funny because when he first came out, I wasn't a huge fan. It's like till Dark Side Paradise was when I became a huge Big Sean fan.
Mm-hmm.
But they both just progressed so viciously in this album.
It was amazing.
Big Sean's flow is just beautiful. How he with harmonizing with Janae, I was like, okay, Sean vocals. Janae's vocals are flawless.
Absolutely.
She sang us down the whole album.
I agree.
I mean, what more can I say? The storyline fit.
Yeah.
Even their visual that accompanied the album was beautiful.
On title.
Yes, on title. Mm-hmm. I was blown.
I think it's one of the better one of the best projects that have come out this
year. I'll put that out there.
I I'm still blown away. I mean, I think that you can listen to it. It's really short.
Yeah.
But you can listen to it. It sounds good. It feels good. It just is a good project that I was not expecting at all. I didn't even know they had worked together. I didn't even know they knew who each other was.
They've had songs before.
Did they?
When you said it was over. I like that. And I loved that song when it came out. That was about 3 years ago. Two, 3 years ago. So, I mean, who would have known that this was just going to be something that I can love. And like, you can honestly picture yourself listening to it, like, in the future. Like,
yeah.
It's not even, it doesn't really have, like, a 2016 sound exactly. But it's, like, R&B and hip-hop. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, I agree. It's dope.
What can we talk about?
Well, they talk about our love. Music.
Music.
That was, by the way, that was Brandon, just so y'all know I'm not crazy. But Music had an album.
Yes, his album was Life on Earth.
Yes.
I can say I enjoyed this. I didn't know what to expect because Music was having an identity crisis, and we was like, you wanted to be a rapper, and we like, and then he came out with a song called I Do.
Woof.
When we tell you.
Listen, Linda.
Lisa.
Music, y'all know Music sings. First of all, you cannot have an album, you cannot have a name Music and not and come on playing games.
Music.
Like, your name is Music.
Soul Child.
Your name is Music Soul Child. So he can't play games with that name, and he doesn't. Vocally, he is one of the greatest singers that we know. And I think he showcased that on this record again. It reminded me, kind of how we were speaking about earlier, Kanye going back to his roots.
Right.
Music was like, I'm going to take y'all back to love, and I'm going to take you back to best friend. I'm
going
to take you back to Don't Change. I'm going to take you back to all of these things, B-U-D-D-Y, all of these things, because y'all need to remember who I am.
Yes. Because I was not playing with y'all.
Yeah.
And he told us.
He came, he saw, he conquered, he sang down.
You know, he's king of vocal acrobatics. Ooh. And, I mean, if you didn't hear it, and it's a beautiful, like, love song that's down to earth. And I think that's Music's forte, is having, like, a real love song. Mm. But you can really picture yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my best friends is engaged, and I was like, listen to this song, girl.
Yes.
This is your song. She's like, yes,
Shout out to Janet.
Yes, Janet.
I loved it. I think that 2016 has been filled with so much goodness.
So much
like, we're so grateful the Lamb. Just because 2016 has been so good. Radiohead just released a project. I haven't heard it in full, so I'm not even going to act like I can give y'all a review of this. But it has been so good in terms of music and people just from hip-hop to R&B to pop, whatever you like.
Right.
I think that there is something out there in 2016 that is really blessing the people.
I think we should talk about some artists to look out for this year.
Absolutely.
Well, I came across Anderson .Paak. He's been pretty popular now, and he's getting some steam in the music industry.
Is that the Malibu record? Yeah. He signed to Dre's label, no?
Yeah, I think.
So, Anderson is, first of all, the West Coast is killing it right now. The West Coast is destroying it right now. Of course, Kendrick has been killing it for quite a couple of years.
Yeah.
The Game released a project that killed.
Yeah. The internet.
Killed. The internet is killing. King is killing. I mean, if you're from the West Coast, you're popping right now.
Yes, definitely. Cali.
California.
Shout out to y'all.
Bow down because, they're doing the thing. They're doing it. And so Anderson is definitely keeping up with that. He has his own sound. He's doing some things that are daring sonically. And I think that people will be pleased with what he's bringing out right now.
I think I'm liking this. I hate to put a name to it because it's not. But like, it's like a new soul R&B music.
Definitely.
I'm definitely feeling the way things are not as traditional. I think we're bringing some more experimental vibes to it, and I'm liking it.
I think so too, and I think that's what we should talk about in our upcoming episode, because I was just talking to someone about the importance of moving music forward.
I agree.
And not just, we become nostalgic about what happened in the 60s, what happened in the 70s.
Right, or old hip-hop.
Yeah, and then we'll dismiss something new.
Right.
So I think we should talk about that. Y'all think we should talk about that? Let us know.
Another artist to look out for, Boss. He came out with a project called Too High to Riot. It's his second
album.
Shout
out to Queen.
And Dreamville and J. Cole and all them. I really enjoyed it. I feel like Boss has a sound and a flow that's, you know, adherent to New York one. He's not even just rapping about rap. He's talking about a lot of things in there. Like, I didn't even know what methylone was until I looked. I had to Google it. So he just has a way of actually having intellectual raps, but still giving you a vibe. And I think it has a great message. Me and Mark are going to see him in the summer. So it's lit, Fiend.
It's lit.
Did you listen to Up Too High to Riot?
Yes. I think it is. I think it's, I was amazed. Yeah. I mean, the thing about it is, we did just talk about this, and I'm kind of going to appear a little hypocritical. Because I did grow up in the golden age of hip-hop. Mm-hmm. I did grow up in a time of Tupac and Biggie and Snoop and Eminem and anybody else who came out in the 90s. Jay-Z released Reasonable Doubt in 96. I came up in that time where hip-hop was so good.
Yeah. Yep.
To where you hear something now and it's like, What are y'all doing?
No, you do get desensitized to what's going on.
Right.
It's like, and there are roller.
There are people who are students of hip-hop, and they understand it enough to be able to move it forward. Right. I think when you don't have a concept of what hip-hop is and you try to just do something new, it just messes it up. But when you know what it is and you're saying, I'm going to take this and make a new formula, that's important. And I think that's what Boss is doing. Yeah. I think that's what Chance is doing. I think a lot of people in the game are understanding the impact and the power of hip-hop and the power to be creative with it and expanding it as much as possible. And I do want to give a little bit of credit to Kanye for that, because I think he has challenged us to understand a little hip-hop a little differently.
Absolutely.
And it's important. So Boss is great. I'm excited to go see his show. And I'm ready for even more people to come out and just change up this music thing.
Yeah.
Change up music. I want something to excite me.
And that's the thing. I think that we've been so excited this, like, year. I think it feels like everyone just woke up like, yes, tomorrow is not promised. So let me put out some great music today.
Put out my best album
today.
Tweet. Let me put out my best album today.
Can we talk?
No, I think that people are definitely realizing that, and I want to for people to look out for. This is not someone newer, but I do want people to be looking out for Brandy's new project, because I personally am looking out for Brandy's new project.
And shout out to Brandy making herself, like, so keeping herself relevant all these years.
She,
like,
has done a great job
and bounced back from a lot of turmoil in the media and everything. Mm-hmm. And I love her on Snapchat. She's hilarious. She's a show by herself, but that's another story for another day. Mark doesn't have Snapchat yet.
I don't. So. I knew when she said that, I knew she was about to come for me.
You know.
That's why I was looking at her like that, y'all. I knew she was about to come for me. I don't have Snapchat. Y'all, if you're listening, give me 3 reasons why I need Snapchat. And it cannot be, like, any person. Like, give me 3 reasons.
Your entire life. You're welcome.
Zoe don't count. Y'all, send me something. Tell me why I need Snapchat, because I don't believe in it. I'm excited, y'all. This episode is going to be a huge feat for us. In the future, we are going to have a more structured format. We're going to have some things that we want to talk about that are, like, particular.
Right.
This time we wanted to talk about new music, because we just haven't had a chance to talk about everything.
Right.
And we're still going to incorporate some of that, so don't think that we ain't going to be talking about no new stuff.
No, it's true.
But this one, we definitely wanted to highlight a couple different things.
Yeah.
Let us know if there's something in particular you want us to talk about.
The project or artist that you want us to look out for, up and coming, even, from your city, your state.
We love to be put on.
Yes.
We love to be put on. Yes. So please let us know. We hope you guys join us next time.
This is our little trial run, so hope it's lit for y'all.
It's lit. It's lit. Thank you guys so much.